Good morning, I'm Kaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Well, you probably remember back last spring, True Story Pictures came out with a film about Memphis College of Art called The Art Academy. Joanne Self-Selvage poured over just stories about MCA and found all this archival footage and just did a terrific documentary, which is about to come out on DVD. That will be released November the 16th, just in time for the holidays. But before that, on October the 18th at Martial Arts, they're having sort of a process and preview party to help raise money so that they can actually make the DVDs and make them available to you, our listening audience. So, Joanne's in the studio with me this morning. We're going to talk about the whole process of putting a DVD together. Good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Kaki.
How hard is this? I mean, when people get DVDs, the thing they look forward to the most is all the extra stuff. So this is what it's about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, as a filmmaker, and I'm sure a lot of people who are just movie buffs who love movies, I mean, you know, why do you buy a DVD these days? You could always watch it on Netflix, et cetera, but you buy a DVD so you can watch all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And that's always the stuff I go to watch, you know, immediately. It's like, how did they do that? Especially with a film like this, The Art Academy is really a fun film to watch because it has so many great extras. The animations throughout the film, we had great art direction crew. They were all people who had gone to school at Memphis College of Art. Animations, we have great music in the film. Part of the DVD, it's going to be a two-disc DVD package.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to have the extended cut of the feature-length film, which was shown at Studio on the Square and at the Brooks this summer. Behind-the-scenes profile of the animations and the artwork in the film. Additional archive footage from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Extended interviews, deleted scenes, and the short festival cuts that we're doing, as well as a free digital download of the awesome soundtrack that Paul Taylor and Steve Selvage composed.
You know how to get some musicians to do your music.
I'm kind of lucky that way.
But that's going to be great. And they're going to be at the
that's
party.
That's right. The party on October the 18th at Martial Arts. You know, I have to say, Pinckney and Janice Herbert are awesome. They came out and said, we want to have a party here. Karen Carrier, another roadside, is going to be catering it. The same thing. They have been super supportive of me and of True Story Pictures and of this film, The Art Academy. So in addition to having fabulous food and drink from a roadside, we're going to have live music from the composers of the film score, Steve and Paul Taylor, and then Steve Selvage and Paul Taylor, and then
to whom you're related by marriage.
Yes, of course. And really the best part about, well, one of the best parts about this and one of the coolest things about this is the exhibit that's going to be happening.
Uh-huh.
So it's basically you're going to walk into Martial Arts and it's going to be like an entire behind the scenes. How did we make this film? How do we make all of these cool animations? How did the art direction come about? How did the illustrations happen? The artists that we have working on this film have all donated process materials and work that basically happened during their creative process to make this film.
Oh.
And then as a director, you know, I had an original idea and I would kind of present, you know, referral materials and things to the artists, and then they would kind of look at them and we would talk together and then we would come up with something. So for example, if for those of you who've seen this film, or even if you haven't, you can go to our website or you can go to our Indiegogo campaign site and watch a trailer.
I watched the trailer. The trailer's great.
Yeah, and you can see little glimpses of some of the animation. So if you go to Indiegogo.com/The Art Academy,
mm-hmm.
You'll see our new trailer. And the opening animation was illustrated by Kongwei Peng. And it's all of this. It's basically you go back to the 30s and you see all of the Adams Avenue, you know, the old Art Academy, Memphis Academy of Arts in Victorian Village. And the way those came about was, you know, Kongwei and I literally like took a trip down to these buildings, and they were kind enough to let us in like all of the places that you typically don't go, and we took pictures. And Kongwei was like really fascinated by the different the fabric wallpaper and the colors, mm-hmm. and you know, there's a lot of like old water stain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this was the first animation we did was based on this true story that Dorothy Sturm told in a 1985 interview about the old janitor, Council Stevenson, and his experience with a waterfall. And you'll just have to see the film to see what we're talking about. But it's this fabulous kind of really theatrical type story. And so Kangwi took these pictures, and then she went back to her studio and she took huge pieces of paper and did like crazy watercolor splashes on them. And then she took images that I gave her of the old building and did these incredible like illustrative architectural drawings of the buildings. And then she came up with these really unique characters, like the crazy Dorothy Stern with her crazy cat eye glasses and like, and then, you know, we had these storyboards and we came up with a storyline and based on the, I mean, it was just, it was insane. And then Michael Shaw, who is also another illustrator, he actually worked on another animation for us. He animated it all. And it's just amazing to see that whole process from start to finish. Michael Shaw, by the way, hand drew animations for his animation. He did the animation for the kidnapping scene, which I mean, if, and this is also kind of like a secret story that you, when you watch it, you're like, whoa, did that really happen? But you know, in the 70s, Murray Reese had a photography show. There were some nude photos in the exhibit, and some crazy guy said, I don't want to have nude photos. That's pornography. And he kidnapped the son of a professor.
Who was alphabetically first on the list, and he only taught one class there.
That's right.
An art class. It was more of a history class.
Yeah, so his son, Eddie Beatty, actually tells his own personal account of the story. When we went in to make this film, I said, it'd be really cool to get Eddie to tell a story. And so Eddie tells a story, but of course you have to have visuals.
Right.
I mean, this guy was kidnapped by this crazy guy in this crazy hat who had socks over his shoes and like a fake beard and glasses. And I mean, you're like, what is this? And so Michael Shaw drew all of these characters, including Eddie and his father, which are total likenesses from Walter Cronkite footage that we have from the newsreels. And we literally, I had this crazy idea of, I had a storyboard in mind, and so I can't draw at all. I drew little stick people, and I drew this little storyboard out, and we literally went to the home where it happened. The wonderful woman that lives in there now, I cannot remember her name, let us go into her house, and we shot footage of the hallway and the room, and then the entry room where he actually had to like tie up his family with torn dish rags, and then we went out and we kind of put all this together, and Michael drew all this great storyboard and the characters, and then because it's an animation, the getaway car was a VW, and a friend of mine, this guy Jamie Harmon, has a VW, so we got John Markham at Archer Malmo, got out his little digital audio recorder, and we went over and got audio of the VW. So it's like, it was so much fun to kind of put all this together because, you know, as a documentary filmmaker, I don't really get to do live action, like,
sure,
you know, acting, directing, that kind of stuff.
Well, so, you know, you could do something cheesy like the ID channel and just like, this is a reenactment of the kidnap.
But right.
But I think animation's classier. That's a little more artistic.
Absolutely. And it's so representative of the school,
sure,
and the whole story of the Memphis College of Art, you know.
Well, you mentioned, so, yes, you did have a lot of you had lots of archival footage, but there were stories you wanted to tell and you didn't have any way of doing it. That's why you said, let's animate it. Well, this is a creative way to supply a visual to the story we want to tell.
Absolutely. And, you know, in addition to the narrative animations that we have, we actually went and used, you know, Rust Hall, which is the building in Overton Park, Memphis College of Art building that Roy Harover designed. We had Roy Harover's original blueprints for how, you know, the construction blueprints.
Oh, my gosh.
For how he designed it and how he came up with the folded plate roof and the screens. And he had, in an interview that I did with Roy, he was describing all of this technical mumbo jumbo about how the folded plate roof actually, like, how the engineering worked behind it. And I was sitting there listening to it going, I cannot visualize what the heck he is talking about. And so what we did was we actually worked with this guy named Andrew Parks down in Archimania and got him to look at the original blueprints and do architectural renderings that we then got Ryan McGann, he's the art director for the film. Ryan took these blueprints and made this 3D kind of flyby animation so you could, as Roy was describing it, you could see how things were put together.
Oh, wow.
So you actually got to visualize what he was talking about. And so we have some really cool animations like that came start to finish. And so these are just examples of the kinds of things that are going to be at this exhibit at Martial Arts. You're going to walk in, and the front room is going to be all the original sketches and ideas and scribbles and how, you know, how we first came to it and said, how can we portray this film? How can we depict these and illustrate these ideas? And so you go from the sketches, maybe into storyboards, you develop the characters, we're going to see all that stuff. And then with the animations, you have animatics. So you have all your rough animations where it's like somebody's leg is missing by accident because you didn't draw the vectors right or something. You know, I mean, it's all like you translate it from the paper to the digital world. And then you translate it from stills to movement. And then you add music, and then you add sound effects. And so literally, as you walk into martial arts, there'll be like the sketches, the early video. We'll have about four or five projectors with different video that you can watch and music. And of course, we'll have live music and then food. It's going to be a total happening experience.
This sounds so great. And, you know, I missed both opportunities to see this film, which I have the original postcard when it first screened at Studio on the Square. It's been in my office ever since because this is something that I love all the people that began at College of Art, the faculty members. You even said in an interview, how did they get these people to come to Memphis in the 1930s and teach art? And plus, the Memphis College of Art was a local government idea, which blows my mind today.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is a free art school. Absolutely free art school. It's totally supported by the city. You know, the private board of directors that helped start the school, they were the ones who said, okay, well, if the city is going to kind of own and operate and maintain the physical plant, then we will be responsible for raising the money to pay the teachers. And that happy coexistence lasted for a very, very long time. As a matter of fact, it's really remarkable that when Jeff Neeson came in the early 90s, the city was still supporting the school.
Right.
But that was about the time that things had kind of started changing and the school started growing so much. And the board of directors said, you know, if we really want to take this to the next level, we need to do some serious fundraising and try to become independent from the school. And so that was kind of the beginning of this huge growth and expansion that happened under Jeff Neeson's tenure. And which really, you know, I mean, now we see all these really cool, the Metz and Fogelman Hall buildings that are there on Poplar Avenue.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, the grad school downtown. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Mike McCarthy was the one in the film that said, it's like all these little buildings that look like MCA that are popping up all over the city.
It's
like
they're
going to be artists running the city, you know.
And the one, they have a dorm that's off of Poplar, and I can't remember street it is.
Yeah.
That is the coolest looking building.
Yeah, they're super cool.
I want to hang there. Why didn't they have something like that when I went to college? It's just such a super cool place that you know a bunch of creative people are going to, you know, come up with amazing work because the atmosphere is so conducive to that.
Absolutely. And you know, that's, I mean, to that extent, it's like we have so many people who are students and who are artists, who are working artists now, who graduated from the school, and just people who are in the city who enjoy and appreciate and love Memphis College of Art, you know, and it's been really fun. I've gotten a lot of really great feedback from a lot of them about the film because they're like, oh, this is so cool. This is part of our history, and this is who we are. And as Memphians, you know, I didn't go to Memphis College of Art. You know, I wasn't an art student, but I love the school, and I love that it's there in the park. And I went to Saturday school when I was a kid. You know, I mean, everybody always asks me, so when did you graduate? And I was like, well, I didn't even go there. But it's, as a Memphian, I'm really proud that we have such a fabulous art school here. And, you know, Christopher Reyes in part of the closing comments to the film said,
he's from Live from Memphis.
That's right. And Christopher went to school there. He graduated in the 90s. And he said, you know, I can't imagine the world without art. And therefore, I can't imagine Memphis without the Memphis College of Art.
Oh.
And it's so true. You know, it's such a part of who we are. You know, as far as the party is concerned, we're having this big kind of exclusive DVD preview party at Martial Arts on October the 18th, and it's $150 a ticket. And, I was thinking to myself, well, this is part of our Indiegogo campaign. It's a campaign to raise money so that we can actually produce the DVDs.
Right.
And because it's on Indiegogo, it's a crowdfunding platform, kind of like Kickstarter, right? So you can give $10, $25. If you give $25, you get a DVD package, the two-disc DVD package, the full works. Mm-hmm. If you give $75, you get a DVD, plus you get a limited edition print that Kang Wee made, Kang Wee Pang, for the film, and it's part of the film. Or you can give $150 and go to this exclusive party, plus get a Kang Wee print and everything else. Or you can give more, and, like, the whole idea is it's, like, there are different levels.
Right.
So, like, for example, you know, at $50, you can get a you can get either two DVDs, or you can get a DVD that's signed by Vita Reed and Murray Reese and Dolph Smith.
Oh, stop
it. You know, and so it's like there are all these different levels. So you really have to go to Indiegogo.com/theartacademy to kind of look up all the different levels, because there are perks for giving.
Right.
Now, I was thinking, well, you know, I want to make this democratic, because people who don't even think twice about going to a big art show. I mean, a party like this is worth $150, if
sure.
you ask me.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people out there that can afford this and that will love to appreciate and support this project with that kind of a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are also a lot of, like, art school students and working artists who can't really afford $150. So I was like, well, the cool thing about Indiegogo is you can share the project on Facebook or Twitter. And every time you share the project, if people that you share it with turn around and go to donate,
uh-huh.
you know, so you refer somebody, they go back, they donate. The way I figured it is, if you can help us, if you can get your friends to help you raise $150 for this project, then you can go to the party. You know, you get on the guest list. You get
it.
To take home a piece of art. You get to mingle with all the, you know, the hot shots and the art supporters. I mean, this is going to be a really wonderful party that has everybody who appreciates and supports the arts, as well as everybody who makes the art. You know, we want to be able to open it up to everyone. So if you can't afford $150, but you can maybe afford a $25, you can get a DVD, you get five of your friends to get DVDs, and boom, you've just raised $150, and you're on the list.
That's awesome. So it's Indiegogo.com/TheArtAcademy, and you can go there. Go to TrueStoryPictures.org, too, because you can see the trailer for the film, and then you have that extra footage from a masquerade ball.
Oh, yeah.
That oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I wanted to party with those people.
They are fun. You know, we have a lot of really great, we have all this footage, actually footage that Ellen Kleiss's brother, Rob Cooper,
yeah.
shot in the mid-70s that shows all of these iconic, you know, the guys who were teaching there in the 60s and 70s. We have footage of them teaching classes, and you're like, oh my gosh, I want to be in that class. You know, it's just like the masquerade ball. So I want to dress up like a crazy, you know, artist and go and be at the masquerade ball.
Who was in the tutu? That's what I want to know.
That guy. They were just, I mean, you know, actually Charles Chandler's in that footage. Vita Reed is in that footage. Burton and Burton Callicott, uh-huh. and Ted and Leona Fares, they're all in that old footage in the 50s and 60s. And they're all dressed up like, you know, I mean, it's a masquerade ball. So they have different costumes every year. We're actually going to be posting, if you go to the Indiegogo, it's Indiegogo.com/TheArtAcademy, we're actually going to be posting updates. So, you know, I've got a 3-minute trailer for an hour and a half long movie, and it's just ridiculous to try and cut down an hour and a half into 3 minutes. And so as I was cutting it down, I was like, ooh, that would be a really cool little piece of footage that we can throw out as an extra.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be kind of sneak previewing a lot of these little bitty extras as the campaign goes on. So here it's September 18th,
uh-huh.
and 1 month from today, October the 18th, is when the party happens. And between now and then, we're going to be posting new videos every week. So.
Oh, man. I love this. I can't imagine cutting down that much material into a 3-minute trailer. I wouldn't even try it because it would kill me too much.
The very first thing I said when I started this project was, okay, let's make a folder for the DVD extras. Because I knew at the very beginning that we were going to have this really fabulous extras DVDs, like, the second DVD is going to have all of the stuff that we couldn't put in there. Maybe not everything, but it's literally, we're going to have a lot of extra footage, a lot of extra kind of behind the scenes stuff on the extra DVD.
That's cool. Do you do any commentary at all?
Well, we're going to do some commentary related to the animation and the art direction for the
okay.
film. There's actually going to be a little featurette that's specifically about how the art direction, the illustrations, animations, how that all came together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some extended, you know, like some extended scenes. So we deleted parts of scenes in order to get it down to a 100-minute film.
Right.
There are actually chapters of history that were left out, you know. So there are going to be a couple of, you know, who was the guy that was the director of the college between, you know, Jameson Jones and John Slorp, you know. Well, you'll have to watch the you'll have to watch the extras to find out. So there's a ton of stuff like that.
I love it. Oh, this is so much fun. I can't wait. So go to Indiegogo.com/theArtAcademy and $25, really. Just about anybody can do $25, and you'll get your own copy of the DVD of the Art Academy. And then share it with your friends on Facebook and Twitter, and you might end up on the guest list for the party. Tickets normally are $150. And I know our listeners, and I know there are a lot of folks out there who can give $150 to support this so that you can crank out a whole bunch of DVDs.
That's right. And when they do come out, it'll be the weekend of the MCA Holiday Bazaar.
Oh!
So that's the whole idea, is that we do the campaign, we raise the money, and then we get the DVDs done and they're ready, and then you can come and pick them up at the Holiday Bazaar, or we'll mail them to you if you're not here in Memphis. But the Holiday Bazaar is going to be really fun, because not only will we have the DVDs, but down in the Calicot Auditorium downstairs, the Art Academy film will be on a loop. We'll be showing it the entire time.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you didn't get a chance to see it and you want to see the whole thing, you know, just walk downstairs and you know, you might be halfway through. You might get lucky and come right as the credits are coming up and you get to see the whole thing all the way through. Or just come down and visit for like 10 minutes and check it out. And then you have the DVD. You can take it home and watch it anytime you want.
I love it. I'm trying to think, because my husband and I went to the Holiday Bazaar a few years ago, and one of the students had created a T-shirt. I don't know if you know, do you remember that? It's Memphis College of Art, a real school, sort of.
I hadn't seen that. But it's great. It's like, oh, this is I always joke with Matt, because I have so many, I have interns and people who worked on the project who are still students at MCA, and it's like, how much fun is that? It's like camp, you know.
It's like
you have so much fun going to school, because this is, I mean, it definitely, I mean, I don't want to give the wrong impression. It is a hard school to go
sure.
to. And I remember Vita Reed saying, look, if you can't get in there and do the work, then you're not cut out to be an art student. And Jeff Neeson said that in some of his comments. You know, it takes an incredibly disciplined person to take, you know, 3 or 4 studio art classes at one time.
Wow.
But you can totally tell that it's the whole idea is developing creative minds and then letting them actually do their work. You know, it's not a bunch of theory. It's a bunch of art making, you know.
Well, don't miss the opportunity to get your own copy of the Art Academy and go to the party. How much fun is this going to be with Steve Selvidge and Paul Taylor playing music and Karen Blackman Carrier, another roadside attraction, bringing in the food, and you're going to see the art, and you can maybe take advantage of taking some of that art home with you?
Yes, absolutely.
This is going to be tremendous. So go to truestorypictures.org. There's all that information there. And make sure, again, that you visit Indiegogo.com/theArtAcademy so that you can donate and let them crank out just tons and tons and tons of DVDs. Because after the Holiday Bazaar, you're going to have them at Brooks Bookstore.
That's right, and at the Brooks Museum.
And the Brooks Museum.
And probably also the Dixon. They've done a great job of consigning our DVDs in the past, and people actually have been to the Brooks gift store already asking for them. they're not quite out yet, but when they come out, you'll be able to get them there. But yes, if you show up at the party, you literally get to take something off the wall and take it home with you.
Oh, my gosh. So that DVD release party, and as Joanne's calling it, sort of a process and preview party, you're going to find out how this film was made. That party, October the 18th from 6 to 8 at Marshall Arts, and that's at 639 Marshall Avenue. It's all at truestorypictures.org. And I want to thank the creator of the Art Academy, filmmaker Joanne Self-Selvage, for coming by this morning to tell us all about it. This has been so fascinating. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Khaki.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by the Memphis Symphony Orchestra, performing Rachmaninoff and Mahler September 22nd and 23rd. Mei Ann Chen conducts the orchestra and Mahler's Titan Symphony and Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. Tickets and information available at 537-2525 or memphissymphony.org.